All right, next up we've got The Sunday Colors.
I drove to south to Fort Lauderdale on a weekend morning. You'd fallen and broken your ribs and were in the hospital. I'd come to feed your cat and make sure you were all right. Couldn't brace myself for what I knew I'd find. Plastic bottles stacked to the ceiling like old forgotten bones. Someone's complete person passed through each one, and now I know that person is gone. Clear liquid in a coffee mug and a drawer stash riddled with porn. I thought of your anger and the words you'd forgot, and I know you deserve to die alone.
Oh my god, there are some harsh disses in this song. You Deserve to Die Alone is on a completely different level than Yo Mama So Fat. This is a pretty intense song with some great and haunting imagery, and I feel like it's about the death of an alcoholic abusive parent. It's dark. And the I deserve to die alone at the end, the way he turns it around, is especially dark. And, you know, like Rainn Watt's song, this song hits me in the feels a bit. Which, you know, two songs in a row. So good job there. I like the composition and the performance. And, you know, I'm not going to talk about the title usage. Just not going to go there.
Okay. All right, well, I'm surprised that you didn't compare them to a certain band.
What?
Like a band that you got me into.
I'm gonna feel dumb, but I don't get it.
Oh, okay. This totally reminded me of the Mountain Goats.
Oh, yeah. I guess I can see that a little bit.
Yeah, like even more than, say, Neutral Milk Hotel or anything like that. But yeah, I thought it was really very, very Mountain Goats all the way through. And I mean that as a high compliment, obviously. But yeah, no, I thought this was a great song. I thought this was like the darkest version of Cats in the Cradle, you know, where it's like just, yeah, it's instead of maybe not being there all the time, it's somebody who's just terrible and abusive and deserves to die. And it's like, okay, well, I'm on my way there too. Just awful. but yeah, no, it's done so well. And kind of stepping back, I think it's going to be hard for a G&G act to win Nur Ein. But, you know, but this is kind of the path there. You know, this is how to get to round six anyway. It's excellent, excellent work. But when we're comparing something like this against the people that bring the production, at some point or another, there's going to be a line that they're going to have to cross. And I'm not sure how that's going to work. But great, great lyrics, great performance, very, very Mountain Goats in the best way. Maybe a little repetitive, at least the backing chord progression, you know, but still wonderful.